Hare Krishna. Let's answer some questions, lots of questions. And I haven't been there in quite some time. There, meaning I haven't opened up these different questions. So here's one from Ananda Chaitanya, who, citing one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita that says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liberated the universe, he's asking, are there any other references, scriptural references, to the universe being, all the living entities in the universe being liberated in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time? Well, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are discussing, then Haridas Thakur explains how, just as Lord Ramachandra liberated all the inhabitants of Ayodhya during his time, similarly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is liberating all the living entities within the universe, and then he's again filling them up with other conditioned souls. Another reference is that of Vasudev Datta, who is willing to take all the karma of all the living entities in the universe if the Lord would only liberate them. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies, by your desire, all the living entities in this universe are already liberated. So here are two specific references in that regard. Whether there's references in other scriptures that I can't say, but certainly in Chaitanya Charitamrita there is. And we wouldn't want too many references, expect too many references in other scriptures, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Chana Avatar. He's a hidden incarnation, so his pastimes, incarnation, are not so clearly revealed within scriptures, although they're certainly mentioned in different ways. Adhoksaja Das says, I was told ISKCON had won back Bangalore Temple. When we got there, we realized that it's not. He's asking questions about that. Technically, the temple is part of ISKCON, but from a philosophical point of view, ISKCON doesn't accept their views and style of preaching. It's a it's something that's been in the courts for the last 11 years and still is. Hopefully, there'll be some quick resolution to that and confusion, such as what Adhoksaja and devotees who visited there will be alleviated. A Hungarian devotee who wants to remain anonymous is gives me a series of questions about some Krishna conscious experiences he has in dreams. And rather than answering those questions one by one, I just rather answer in principle. We become Krishna conscious by practicing devotional service when we're awake. And as a result of that, what happens? Chaito-darpana-marjanam. The mind becomes purified. Dreaming is a function of the mind. So as the mind becomes purified, one would expect that certain experiences or certain the result, the influence of one's awakened Krishna conscious activities will have result when one sleeps. And fortunately enough, one may have Krishna conscious dreams or some such experiences. But it should be very clear that the issue is not to get overly absorbed in what's happening when we're asleep, because what's happening when we're asleep is a result of what we've done when we're awake. And so we should just continue placing emphasis on nice Krishna conscious practices in our waking time, and then both awake and asleep we'll be fully Krishna conscious. When Srila Prabhupada was asked whether what his sleeping is like, because when we sleep we fall into the mode of ignorance, Srila Prabhupada indicated that his consciousness didn't change when he was asleep. He remained just as Krishna conscious in his sleeping state as he is in his waking state. And he had the same devotee had another question. That's a question was whether, as in the example of the Chip Rice Festival at Panihati, when Lord Nityananda placed morsels of his devotees' remnants in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mouth. Is there a similar pastime between Krishna and his associates? And of course, Sukadeva Goswami describes in the beginning of the Brahma Vihoma Hona Lila, after the killing of Agasura, how when the cowherd boys were enjoying a picnic, then Krishna was eating from the plates of the cowherd boys. And when Brahma saw this, he really doubted how Krishna could be that supreme pure in Narayan when at the same time he's eating food of some ordinary cowherd boys. And for this reason, he decided to test Krishna's power, Krishna's potencies. Muralidhar Das in Rome asked this question about in the past he has kirtans where we're singing Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jai Advaita, and now we sing Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita. What is the origin of this? If my memory serves me right, Srila Prabhupada, when he was with us, and particularly this came, I think, in the last year, in Vrindavan, he heard Sahajas singing, placing great emphasis on this jai. And if you look at old kirtans, Prabhupada is also singing Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. So he then instructed devotees to change. And since that time, he told us to just chant Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara. And so that's what we've been doing, and that's why we are doing it. This is the position of the Acharya, is that he can change or make some adjustments according to time and place as he sees proper. Another question from Muralidhar Das in Rome is the ISKCON logo, a lotus flower with a tilak in the middle, an idea of Srila Prabhupada? No, as far as I remember, again, this was something which in the early 90s, I believe, or sometime in the 90s, we had ISKCON had a contest for invited devotees to submit, because we did not have an official logo. There were flags and sort of logos during Srila Prabhupada's time, multiple ones. The one that I remember is of a lotus flower with ISKCON inside it. But that was not a official logo. That this is ISKCON's now logo. And there were different ones in different places. So it was decided that we should then have invite devotees to submit to the unofficial logo, and that very much resembled at least that which was being used during Srila Prabhupada's time. Bhakta Peter asks, what's the connection between Lord Shiva and Balaram, as they are both considered spiritual masters? Balaram is, Krishna is the original spiritual master, and Lord Balaram is Krishna's first expansion. And so he's also a spiritual master because he's representing Krishna. Similarly, Lord Shiva also represents Krishna, and he represents Lord Balaram. So in that sense, there's a connection in that everyone who is spiritual master represents the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Balaram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas Lord Shiva is a tattva in his own right. Finally, Bhakta Mike says, could you please tell me what the Illuminati is? I don't know what the Illuminati is, if you're asking about some specific group in relationship to Krishna consciousness movement. Illuminati are, in general, people who think that they have some special knowledge or special access to some knowledge that other people don't have. But there's no such institution or group within the Krishna consciousness movement. Although devotees themselves, in one sense, are manusyam sahasyeshu kaschid yatati siddhai, they are privileged to knowledge, which is very rarely understood by people. There's that wonderful Brahma Samhita verse as well, that knowledge of Goloka is something that is known only by very few people within this material world. And that's it for today, and back to some more questions again tomorrow. Hare Krishna.